Hi, Nick. Well, you did it again. What's the feeling of after in less than 24 hours you defeated two Grand Slam or two multi-Grand Slam champions like Rafael Nadal and Stan Wawrinka? What's the feeling after get this, and how high is your level of confidence to think and go through the championship?
Yeah, you know, I had an unbelievable match yesterday against Rafa. It was one of my favorite atmospheres I've ever been a part of. But today, you know, playing against Stan, I know it's going to be a tough match. He's an unbelievable player. We played each other a lot, and he's beating me a lot of times. So I knew today was going to be tough. I started cramping in the third set. I thought I was in a lot of trouble, but, you know, I played well. I'm just happy to get through. But yeah, obviously, I feel good. Before this tournament, I wasn't playing very good. I was struggling with injuries. And to have two big wins, obviously, Seppi first round is a good win as well. But, you know, I just feel as if, you know, the year is kind of going back on track a little bit. So I'm feeling good.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Hi. Would you consider the key factors for having such good level during the week?
I think my serve is where it starts. My serve is a weapon of mine that, you know, won me a lot of matches. I've been serving extremely well in tight situations. But I think the way I've competed the last 2 days is massive. You know, I've left it all out there. You know, I've been involved in two very high-level matches. So I think my serve and my how much I've been competing is very important.
Hello, Nick. Sometimes in the match, the public was not that good to you. So how does it feel coming into a court where maybe the people are not giving you the best reception?
It's okay. I know they're going to be watching me tomorrow and the day after and the day after and in 2 weeks, 2 years. It's going to be the same thing. Whether they like me or not, they're going to buy tickets to come watch me play. And that's how it is. So I'm not too concerned.
Quick follow-up, just when you turned around with a man, what was he doing? What was exactly what happened there?
I was just stretching my leg and he started booing me, so I said something to him what I thought was necessary. You know, if he stretches his leg, I'm not going to boo him. So, you know, he's just an idiot.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Yesterday you didn't want to address Rafa's words, but later on you took on social media to post quite racy things. Why did you decide to keep on addressing the subject on your social media?
What did I do on my social media?
Whatever you want, but I mean, you said you didn't want to address the subject.
I posted two pictures on my social media.
Hi, Nick. Well, yesterday match was still on the today on the conversation about your over the shoulder serve. Even Federer comment about it. What do you think? Do you think the tennis has to evolve, being more less conservative about that kind of stuff?
Did I break any rules? Did I break any rules?
No.
So why are you asking me this question?
Because it was very tough in the media, it was in the tennis media.
Yeah, I didn't break any rules, but why are we talking about it? We were Rafa standing 10 meters behind the baseline, bro. All I did was hit an underarm serve. Yeah, I think Robin Haas hit an underarm serve somewhere. You ain't gonna talk about it, because I did it, it's blowing up. Why is that?
Nick, who do you prefer to play against?
Milman? Yes. I don't care. Yes. No, I had two. I was sweating. It came off. Okay. I don't understand the question. I get treatment.
Nick, what were you suffering in the end of the game? You looked tired, or was it cramping?
Yeah, I was cramping.